It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Over two centuries ago, it was England that taxed our tea. Now it's Brussels trying to regulate our companies. Under new European regulations, American businesses face crushing fines, forced disclosures, and foreign red tape that kills jobs here at home. America's laws should be written in America, not Brussels. Reject European regulatory overreach and uphold Trump's trade deal. Paid for by Americans for Limited Government.
You are listening to Podcasting 101 with RSS.com, getting you ready to launch and grow your podcast.
Hey everyone, Ashley here with RSS.com. In this episode, we're chatting all about AI and podcasting. We're jamming with Deidre Shin, CEO and co-founder of CapShow. Join us as we explore the role of AI in idea generation, scripting, and even post-production of your podcast. Enjoy the show. All right. So Deirdre, welcome to the show. I'm so excited you could be here. Can you do us a favor and tell us what you do?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for having me on here, Ashley. So I am the CEO and co-founder of CapShow, which is the fastest way to repurpose and market your expert content. And so essentially what our users do is they will upload their podcast audio file or a video file. And in literally under 10 minutes, we create a lot of their content marketing assets for them. So their title and description, their social media captions across multiple platforms, and emails, a couple of emails, one that's promotional, one that's engagement, a YouTube description, LinkedIn article, four types of blog posts. We identify sound bites for them. We pull out quotes. We help them create a short 3 to 5 minute YouTube segment from their long form episode. And we also have a short form script generator. So a lot of things that CapShow does for a podcaster.
So it sounds like you're using, I'm guessing like an AI technology to take all these assets and make them happen. Is that accurate?
Yeah. So basically how I guess AI works is there's like large language models. And basically there are a few in the market that have kind of pretty dominated the market right now. So OpenAI being one. But there are a handful of others, Google Bard, et cetera. And so when we first started, so we went live just over a year and 3 weeks ago. And at that time we were actually in the middle of looking at building our own. But then because all of these large language models came out, it just didn't make sense to do that. So we've instead just started to, train these large language models for our use case, which is specifically how do we help a podcaster and their anchor, how do we help amplify their anchor content? So it's not about making up, content outside of that. It's really anchored in that expert content that they're putting in to CapShow.
Yes. And that's what actually got me so excited and made me want to kind of talk to you about this, because we recently did a post on AI and podcasting. And so I want to ask you, like, in terms of AI and podcasting, what do you think the biggest benefit of all these amazing software that are coming out? Like, what do you think the big benefit is to podcasters, and why should they consider using it for themselves?
Yeah. So it depends, because AI is across the board in terms of where it can help podcasters. So I kind of think about it in terms of from a process perspective, where AI can and needs to play a part in that process. And I can even identify parts of that. I would recommend that we don't leverage AI. And that's probably more from like an ethical, moral perspective. But obviously, people can just like bin that advice and do what they want to do. So I'll start there. And then, and then we can kind of talk about what makes AI so powerful in those parts of the process. So if we think about podcasting, there's kind of like in my mind, three really big parts of it. There's the idea generation, scripting, the pre-recording part of it. Then there's the recording part of it. And then there's the post, you know, production part. So the first bit, which is really, you know, how do I come up with ideas? How do I find guests? How do I, even if, you know, anyone scripts, I script my, some of my episodes as well. When it comes to scripting, AI, and let's say ChatGPT, for example, is great at helping to inspire thoughts or to maybe give you a different perspective or highlight something that maybe you hadn't thought about before. And you're like, oh, actually, that's a really good thought starter. Let me just take that one little piece and expand upon it myself. Yeah. But that's the extent to which I'll use AI in the post, in the pre-production process, because really I'm very, very passionate about the fact that as creators, as podcasters, we need to be telling our own stories, leveraging our own experiences and sharing the value that we've created, that we've, you know, earned, I guess, in our lifetime. And AI cannot replace that and definitely should not be replacing that, because when you think about what it is that we're doing, why we're creating is because fundamentally we want to be creating a connection with our audience. And the only way that we can create a connection with our audience is if we share about ourselves. So that's a part that I would never use AI to do. The second part, which is the recording. Now, there are a lot of AI tools, and it's only going to get better and smarter, that can clone your voice, that can start to clone your image and, you know, create videos out of you. I also, at this stage, would not recommend doing that. And the reason why, using AI for that part of it, and the reason why is because, again, when we think about connection, our voice, our accent, the way that we, you know, I just did it right there, which is like, I will stop in mid-sentence because another thought comes up and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to jump to, you know, we do that as humans. And that's actually what creates the connection as well, is that, you know, you listen to that and it's like, because I get so passionate, excited about something, you, that energy comes through. And that's what other, you know, your audience is picking up on. Now, it's not for everyone, because some people might listen to me and be like, oh my gosh, she's so frustrating and irritating because she doesn't complete her sentences or X, Y, Z, whatever. But, you know, that's also what you want to be doing with, that's how you connect. You're either connecting to repel the people that just are never going to be part of your community, or you want to attract the ones that do. So that's why even in that recording part, I would always say, do not use AI there. It needs to be you. Now, once you've done your pre-show stuff, you've recorded it, then there's kind of the post-production part of it. And that's where I fundamentally believe AI can do the best and should do the heavy lifting. Because A, it takes a lot of time. And B, because in my experience, and the reason why I created Capture, is because the podcast itself, or whatever anchor content that you're creating, whether that's a YouTube video or podcast or a live stream, for example, like that only gets you so far, which is, in my experience, not very far at all. Because what you really need to do is the marketing of it. It's actually the getting it out there. And when I figured this out with my first podcast, and I started doing the things, like it got to the point where it broke me and my team around all of the content that we had to create and all the things. Now, it was great because we got the results. You know, I did multiple six figures in my first year podcasting just through my business because of what we were doing. But that, by breaking, it's not a sustainable way of doing it without leveraging technology like AI to help you there. So for me, that part, which is, and the great thing is, and again, this is what Capture does, is it's anchored in your content, in your stories, in your experiences, in the value that you're providing, because you've done the manual human work upfront. And so that means that at the back end, you can use AI to just amplify that. And it's such a great use case. And why, and for, you know, to come back to your original question, which is like, why is this so important? Is because from a podcasting perspective, I think we all know the stats around pod fade and how prevalent that is. And it's because we're not doing a few things. A, we're probably not being consistent in recording, and publishing.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
And B, we're not being consistent in marketing. And the combination of those two things means that we're actually not going to get the results that we want, which means that we're going to look at our podcast and be like, why am I doing this thing? It's not actually creating any kind of, I'm not getting any kind of ROI on the time that I'm spending on it or the money that I'm spending on it. And so that's why we stop our podcast. And so yes, I fundamentally believe you need to be using AI in your, you know, your podcasting flow, but it's really in where and how you use it.
All right. So back to this though. So I agree with you completely that you can't really replicate, you know, like inflection and voice and things like that. But what do you think about like the overdub, like with Descript, you know, what do you think about using it in post to if you misspoke or something like that? I'm curious about that.
Yeah, I think that like to just do the little tweaks and stuff, there's absolutely no issue. I do it myself. If it, I mean, I haven't tried it in a while, so they've probably come leaps and bounds. But I remember when they first released it, I did try it. And it was a little bit weird too, because you know it wasn't quite hitting the mark. But yeah, I would totally use it if I'm like, oh, I need to change my lead magnet or the thing, just like one small piece. 100%, I would do that. But I know that there are people who are literally standing up full podcasts and getting an AI to, you know, record the whole thing. And that's where I'm like, oh, I do, yeah, that I ethically can't stand behind at this point in time.
That makes sense. And you know, the thing is though, like the other thing about it is it kind of scares me, you know, and that's one of the big things that people talk about. You know, you have your deep fake Tom Cruise videos that are going on TikTok and, and all these other deep fakes that are happening. What do you think about, well, deep fakes in podcasting?
Oh, it's scary. can you imagine a world where like we don't even know what's real and not real, like, and that's going to be everywhere. That's going to be everywhere.
It feels like we're on the cusp of it.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. It's already happening. You know, it was already such a big thing around like, you know, misinformation. I know that that's like an extreme, you know, example of it, but it's a very small, again, a very small tweak to go from like, oh, what we're doing is okay. And, you know, we're just going to have something else, AI, to replicate our voice or replicate our, you know, to then going into misinformation, which is a really, really scary thought. So I'm, yeah, not, I am a little bit perturbed by what is to come. And I do, if we're going to be honest, have a bit of a dystopian view on what AI is going to do, to society and in, definitely in the future. But, and that's why, you know, honestly, with Capture, we did a few things inside of it, which we launched as part of Capture 2.0 early this year. We did a few things that counterintuitively put a little bit more friction into the platform so that we could force our users, our Capturevians, to actually interact with their content, because we could see that it's a very slippery slope that we start to go down when we try to rely on AI to do everything without us as a human, as a creator, putting in thought or, you know, in like actually engaging with our own, with the things that we're putting out there. So it's on my mind around like what AI is going to do and the things that it's going to bring. And as much as possible being in the space, I'm trying to do what I can to counteract some of it.
And keep it ethical.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yes. I can't help but think about, you know, like, one of the things that's happening right now in Hollywood that I'm hearing about a lot and, you know, writer strike aside and all the stuff that's going on. I've been hearing a lot about contracts being changed so that if they decide that they're going to use overdub or that they're going to use your face or whatever to basically, you know, fix things in post, that they are now updating contracts for celebrities that if they do a movie and then they want to go and make some changes, that they have to now get paid extra to use their face for those things. And yes. I think it's fascinating and it scares the crud out of me, but you know, who knows what's going to happen. It kind of reminds me of, you know, Will Smith and iRobot when he's like, you're experiencing a car accident. And he's like, no, I'm not. I don't know. I guess I get nervous about the AI overlords, but at the same time, I feel like if we don't lean into it, since it's coming anyway,
it's here. Exactly.
We're going to get left behind. So
yeah.
With that in mind, though, what do you think, like in terms of your workflow for a podcast, what do you think a person needs to do whenever they're doing things in post? What are the top things that they should use AI for to market it? I know we've already touched on like emails and social media and stuff, but I'm talking about from your perspective, what do you think is the best?
Yeah, so I have a whole like content dripping system that I leverage myself, but I also do teach some of the Capshovians as well. And it's really anchored in, okay, so let me talk about, first of all, if it's okay, I'll talk about my traffic pyramid framework just to set context as to how I think about.
Oh, I would love that. Yes, let's go. Do
awesome.
It.
Okay. And then we can get into the content dripping, strategy. But okay. So the traffic pyramid framework is there's four tiers to it. And this is literally, if you can hit all these four tiers, then you will get unlimited traffic to wherever it is that you're trying to get them to. So whether it's your podcast or your business, wherever. And so those four tiers is the bottom tier is what I call passive organic marketing. And that's what we're doing when, you know, we record a podcast, we publish it, and then we kind of sit back and we're like, yes, job done. All right. Podcast is out. Or we do that a lot on social media, right? We'll just like put up a post and then it's like, cool. Like I feel good about myself. I posted something. And we'll just let the algorithms do its thing, which in a lot of our cases is nothing. It really doesn't do anything for us. So that's kind of like the passive organic marketing, is where we're just creating content and we're putting it out there, but we're crossing our fingers and hoping that it'll do something. How we actually make that start to work for us, how we make our content work for us is to go into the second tier, which is active organic marketing. And this is where we start to, there's kind of like, in my mind, two areas that we, need to be actively optimizing our content for. So one is what I call in discovery. So, think about search. So Google, YouTube, Pinterest, even the podcast player apps, there's a lot that we can do to optimize for, to get discovered through search. And we can start to make it active and work for us that way. We start to actually make the algorithms work for us. And then on the other hand, there's like, how do we actually get visible smartly? So this is where we're now talking about social media platforms. Like, what is it that we need to do on those platforms to actually activate the content, our content for us? A lot of that is, hey, we just need to use social media platforms for what they were designed to do, which is to engage and be social and build a community. And, you know, like that, like a lot of that heavy lifting is actually what we need to do to activate our organic content on social media to get ourselves visible. So that's like the second tier. And the third tier on top of that is, I call that leveraging other people's audiences. Now in the podcasting space, it gets to be like pretty second nature to us because a lot of times we guest a lot, or we get guests on our own podcast. And that's a great way to leverage someone else's audience. But it doesn't just stop there. I mean, there's a whole host of ways that you can leverage people's audiences, all sorts of collaborations. You know, there's a lot of virtual summits that happen. There's a lot of other stages that you can be speaking on. There's just so many things that we can be doing above and beyond just guesting on other podcasts. So that's the third tier. And then the fourth tier, I actually don't spend a lot of time at this stage on the fourth tier, but it's paid ads. Because there's already so much that you can do in the bottom three tiers that's quote unquote free. That can get you so much traffic and so much visibility that I'm not even looking at paid ads right now at this stage, even for our business. So those are the four tiers of the traffic pyramid, passive organic, active organic, leveraging other people's audiences and paid ads. So when you think about that, then you kind of go into, you know, where, AI can really, I mean, AI can play a part in any of those tiers. But there's a reason why it's a pyramid and, you know, you want to be focusing on the bottom, on your foundations first, is because anytime you try to ascend it, even when you're looking to leverage other people's audiences, a lot of times, you know, like they'll, so for example, Ashley, I'm sure that you might have checked me out maybe on social media or some, you know, you might have gone to my website or something just to learn more about me. And now if I was not present on any of those platforms, you might be like, oh, is this person a real? And, you know, do they even have a community or an audience that is going to care about, you know, listening to this podcast because she's on, like, all these things, right? So you kind of have to have those bottom tiers working for you before you can really meaningfully ascend up the pyramid. So that's why I say, you know, from an AI perspective, if we can focus on the bottom two tiers first, so yes, create, like, helping to create some of that content or helping to make that creation process more efficient for you without losing your humanity, like the humanness part of it, then you want to be using AI there. And then definitely in the second part around how you actually make that content active, there's so many opportunities to leverage AI there as well, which is some of what Capshow does too.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So that was a lot. And I'm sure that when people are listening to this, the first thing they're thinking is, oh my goodness, everything that she just described is going to take me so much time. What would you say to that?
I'm not going to lie and say it's not because it does take. But what I would say is that, you know, I'm talking about just like we all do, right? We paint the picture. So that's like the future. If you can build this whole pyramid for yourself and have it, you know, working like on an evergreen basis, that's like what you want to aspire to. But you're not going to get there from day one. Like I'm not even there, to be honest. And I came up with the dang thing. So, you know, you kind of think like she must be there. But as I said, like I'm not even leveraging paid ads, for example. I've really taken my time to build those foundations to start at tier one. All right, I'm going to set up my podcast. And I'm going to do that consistently. And then it's like, okay, now I'm ready to do things with it. I'm ready to start to amplify the message that I'm creating on my podcast. I use Capshow to do that. So it creates my social media captions. It creates my emails. It creates my blog posts. It creates my LinkedIn articles. It creates all of these things. And that's all, by the way, still in tier one, right? Because it's just creation of things. And then it's like, okay, so I've got that. And if I can do that consistently for a period of time, it starts to become a habit. It's like, yep, okay, I feel good. I'm releasing a podcast episode every week. I'm blogging every week. I'm sending out an email every week. Okay, this is now a habit. This is just something that I do. And then it's like, okay, now let's start to activate it. Let's start to make it active and work for us. That's the second. So it could take you 4 weeks. It could take you 3 months. It could take you a year. Like there's no time limit on this, by the way, because we all have different lives. We're all in different situations. You just have to know, you know, what does that look like? What could that look like for you by way of, hey, I'm full time on this thing and I want to really like not, I've got the time. I've got the energy. I'm going to knock this out of the park. Awesome. I'm going to spend 4 weeks, you know, just head down creating my first tier. And then I'm going to be ready for the second tier. Right. So it depends. And so then when you get into the second tier, then it's like, okay, now I need to optimize, you know, all of the discoverability content that I'm creating. So we're talking like blog posts and we're talking, you know, YouTube videos, things like that. And even the podcast, how do I now get really way more, intentional around how I create that content and how I put it out there? Right. So that could look like things like, well, I know that YouTube, you know, yes, I could put my whole podcast onto YouTube and I've been doing that week after week. But then I'm like, okay, but actually what works really well on YouTube are more tutorial style or how-to videos and shorter. You know, people don't want to spend too long just watching a conversation. They just want 3 to 5 minutes. Just give me the good stuff. Awesome. Okay. Now I know that if that's my hypothesis going in, I'm going to start creating those. And by the way, Capshow helps you do that too. But I'm going to start to create that so that I can start to optimize for YouTube. Or, you know what? I'm going to go all in on, and by the way, this is another tip, just to answer your question, Ashley, as well, or, you know, to add on to it, is like only focus on like one or two platforms. So I generally focus on one discoverability style platform and one visibility style platform. So discoverability, I'm like Google, right? Like I've just gone all in on how do I get my podcast found on Google. And we know that there are certain things like, yes, you should be looking for good keywords that, you know, your audience wants to, but that's like the tip of the iceberg, because there's actually so much more around rich media, around backlinks, around all these other things that you need to be doing for your blog post if you really want to activate it and get it found. I was already in the habit of like, yep, I'm just publishing blog posts. They don't have to be perfect. They don't have to have all these things. But now I'm like, okay, I've become a habit. I freed up some time, that mental capacity that's been used, that was used to create this thing. Now that's freed up. So I can actually go in and be like, okay, I'm going to create rich media for this. That might look like an infographic. All right, I'm going to start to actually create infographics now for all my blog posts. Or it might look like me trying to get, you know, backlinks. So I'm going to start to reach out to people to be like, hey, do they want to maybe share about this blog post? Or is this a topic that's of interest to them? You know, like pick like one, two things, do that for another 4 weeks, and then the next thing, and then the next thing. Everything just builds on each other. By the time you do, it's like, it almost happens quicker than I think we think it does. But then before you know it, you have your traffic pyramid built. And it was just because you were able to very like intentionally go from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. So yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of work. But everything that is worth it takes time. And if we believe enough in the thing that we're building and the message that we're putting out there, then yes, it's going to take time, but also leveraging tools like Capture, like RSS.com, like a whole bunch of like a, you know, it is going to help you, and you're going to not feel so alone in the process.
I mean, that makes complete sense to me. And I mean, you know, I come from the blogging world, and so building things on top of each other already is like kind of ingrained in me. And, you know, the great thing is nowadays, the more you update your blog posts, the better. Like, let's get to Google that you keep going back and touching it. So I like what you said about the idea of then going back and making rich media, because then you can go back and update all your old blog posts with all your good juicy new stuff. So I'm gonna be taking advantage of that, because I think that's a fun idea. I never would have thought of that, actually, to just make an infographic of something that I already did. Like, I love talking about repurposing.
Yeah.
But yeah, because what a great idea. Brilliant. Just like that alone. Like, that's it. I'm good. Done with the interview. Have a great day. I love that tip. But I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. But yeah, that's really good stuff. And the other thing that you said, that, you know, about how if it, you know, something that's good, it's going to take time. That's one of the biggest things I always say, is that's why you need to know your why before you start podcasting. Mm-hmm. Like anytime I talk about starting a podcast, it's always like, but why are you doing it? And if you can't answer that with something other than, oh, I want to get rich, because like, you know, like we had Kate Volman on.
It's not going to help you get rich.
Oh, no. Like we had Kate Volman on, and she said to me, she's like, if you want to make money podcasting, please do something else. You know, like, because it's really the truth. Like, you can make money podcasting, but unless you are already a celebrity and you already have an audience, it's going to be a little bit harder of a climb. But
yes.
But do you think it is possible, you know, leveraging the assets that you're creating with Capshow or with whatever you're creating it with, in your opinion, is it still possible in 2023 and 2024 to take all these assets that we're creating and still leverage them in a way that we can get, I guess, some form of internet fame?
I guess it depends on what we think internet fame is, because like Capshow was specifically, we built it really for expert entrepreneurs. So we're talking like coaches, consultants, service providers. So internet fame in that world looks a lot different to internet fame in like the
Kardashian world.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So very, very different. Can it help you get internet fame in your world, in your niche, like to your audience? 100%. Yeah. Like, you know, even for me, and this is like, I'm so surprised by this, but I was talking to, Brian Barletta. So he, has the Sounds Profitable newsletter, and he was saying, you know, I don't know if you know this, but you're like one of my favorite or my top podcasting influencer. And I'm like, what? Like, that makes absolutely no sense because A, I don't think that I'm a podcasting influencer at all. But B, I'm like, there are way cooler people out there that, you know, but I think that's the thing. It's like, again, you just, when you're talking about the things that you're so passionate about all the time and you're finding, you know, and you're, you know, for me, like on social media and email, like a lot of the, I mean, I do a lot more than just talk about my podcast because I have a business. So, you know, but even if I was just talking about my podcast, like, yes, I use Capture to do that. But I also put my own spin on it, which is also a really, really important thing, by the way. If we're talking about AI, coming back to that, you've got to put your own edit, like you've got to make it yours. It's a great starting point, but you still fundamentally have to make it yours. And I was really surprised, but even that is like, would you call that internet famous? Like, I don't think I would in the traditional sense, but to my audience, like to the people that I actually care about reaching and talking to, then yeah, maybe I am a little bit internet famous, you know, from that perspective. So I think it really depends on, I would say that in your niche only, and I would say for most of us, we should really only care about our niche, our audience, whether or not you're able to make an impact on them. So, yeah, it's possible. Probably not to do the Kardashian scale, but yeah.
But who wants that anyway? Exactly. I like that idea and the way that you said that, because yes, it's so important that if you're trying to reach your people, the people that actually need to hear your message, it sounds like using AI is a great way to actually make that happen. Mm-hmm. You're getting the messages to the people that actually need to hear it.
Yes.
And one of the things that keeps coming through in this is how important it is to have your authentic message. And that's why I like the idea of basically focusing on AI in post, mm-hmm. is because then you're making sure it's still your words. It's still your authentic voice. It's still you.
Yeah.
You're just using a little bit of help to, you know,
streamline that
get
process.
Out the cobwebs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Clean out the cobwebs.
Yeah.
Yes. That's awesome. Well, Deirdre, everything that you've talked about has just been awesome. And I love everything you've said, but I have to ask you, is there anything that I haven't asked you that you think that we need to cover in AI and podcasting that you really want to make sure we put in this episode?
I don't think so. I'm happy to just go wherever the conversation leads us. It's always a really hard question for me to answer. So, no, but if there's anything else that you want to talk about, I'm totally happy to talk about that too.
Okay. Well, then, since we're already giving you complicated questions, I got to ask you I guess it would be my Barbara Walters question. What is one question I didn't ask you, you really wish I had? It could be on anything. Doesn't even have to be podcasting related.
That I wish you had. I also don't really have. I'm good. I mean, you can ask me, Barbara Walters, what would be like, what's your deepest, darkest hidden fears? And but no, I think this was a lot of fun.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, now since we've talked about your podcast a few times,
yes.
You haven't actually name dropped it. What's your podcast?
Yeah. It's called Grow My Podcast Show. Essentially it's what it is. It's like I talk to a lot of experts on, you know, what they've done to grow their show. So we talk a lot of strategies, a lot of tactics. I also do. So, we had, for example, Alexi, from Voxalize on, and he was talking about podcast visibility optimization. And then the next episode, we spoke about what it is that we've done based on that. What do we do? What, changes did we make and what results did we get? So it's also one of those podcasts where we're doing it alongside our listeners and our audience as well, which is super cool. So Grow My Podcast Show, definitely go check it out. I also talk about the traffic pyramid. I talk about content dripping strategy. I talk about like everything on there. So
what's the wildest strategy you've heard?
Oh, okay. So one of our Capshovians, JR Sparrow, so I had him on, and his brain just thinks very differently, but he was saying that since using Capshow, he, for his episodes, he's gone from single digit downloads to like over 22,000 downloads. And I'm like, what? Okay, you've got it. What did you do?
Yeah.
And so he was saying one of the novel, I mean, he does multiple novel things, but one of the novel things that he does is he actually uses like the social media function of Capshow to help him come up with the content. And then he'll put it on Snapchat actually. So this is a very, I mean, is that still a thing? But anyway, he did.
I didn't know it was. Wow.
But, yeah. So he puts it on Snapchat, but then he does this locating thing. So he'll actually push it out in target it to like his location. And then from there, I'm not a user of Snapchat. So I'm going to do this totally a disservice, his strategy. But then there's where then people in that location share it as well. There's something that happens. I don't know. So they share. And so before you know it, it's like kind of just gone out to like thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people. Because it's just done its thing. It's really weird. Anyway, you'll have to listen to that episode. It's with Jay Osborne.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to look for it and put it in the show notes. Cause I mean, we're all looking for the upper edge. Let's just be honest. We're all trying to figure out how can we get more downloads.
Yes. Yeah.
And more attention.
Yes. But yeah, definitely but also definitely listen to the episode that, we did on podcast visibility optimization. Because that is those are sound, data backed strategies that everyone should be doing. So yeah, that's
so unfortunately, concept. It sounds like what you're saying is podcasting is not like Field of Dreams.
Yeah. No, I wish
you can't build it and they will come.
Yeah. No, unfortunately, like nothing in my experience is that way, which is, it's a bit of a bummer, isn't it?
Yeah. But at the same time, the good thing about it is if you do build your foundation and your pyramid mm-hmm. the right way, it sounds like you're going to at least find the people that you need to be finding.
Totally.
So speaking of finding, where else can we find you online?
Yeah. So I guess the biggest thing, if for anyone who was listening about Capture and they're like, oh my gosh, I've got to try this amazing software, which you do, then what we've done is we've actually packaged up a extended free trial of Capture, but with some really cool bonuses. I've spoken about visibility and discoverability. So I've actually got a free audio mini course for each of those. So how can you actually get yourself discovered inside podcast apps, inside, and on search? And also how do you get yourself visible on social media? So those are some free bonus audio mini courses that come with the extended free trial Capture, and that's at freegift.capture.com.
Awesome. That is fantastic. Well, Deirdre, I want to thank you again for being here with us. I mean, you've shared a lot of amazing stuff and I definitely have some notes that I'm going to be going over and seeing what else I can learn about the whole AI and podcasting thing. But I guess if they don't take over the world, we'll try to have you on the show again and we'll do a follow up on this and see what else happened and what other ideas you have. But yeah, I think this was great.
Thank you so much. And next time I'll send my AI robot to have this.
I think that's coming. I think we're going to see that very soon.
For sure.
But thanks again.
Well, my fellow podcasters, we hope you enjoyed the insights, tips, and ideas shared in this episode. To learn more about launching and growing your own show, head over to rss.com/blog. And if you're ready to launch a podcast of your own, you can get started for free with your first episode on us. Thanks for tuning in.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.